Democrats say they'll begin circulating recall petitions on November 15th. They'll have 60 days to get more than 540,000 signatures. Governor Walker told reporters in La Crosse today that he took the move seriously, but that it wouldn't distract him.
We're ready to stay focused on jobs, and we think in the end, we made a firm pledge early on to help the private sector create 250,000 jobs. As long as we're continuing to push that every day, every week, and every month we're in office, I think we're going to be in good shape.
There was little doubt Democrats would try to recall the governor, but plenty of debate over when they'd start. The Democratic group United Wisconsin says it was a collective decision between grassroots organizations, unions, and the Democratic Party to begin next month. United Wisconsin's Ryan Lawler says an ongoing investigation involving Walker aides played a part in the decision.
Some of the recent events, like the John Doe investigation, had us revisiting the strategy and timing around our announcement and the decision to move forward with the petitions.
If Democrats are successful, it would force a special gubernatorial election sometime next spring. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.